the Executive Committee and the PMP Committee are very excited of knowing that they have to bring you up to speed with all that is happening within that group. Now, last week, the PMP Committee met and took decisions. And these decisions are an attempt for us all as a parish to try to navigate through this pandemic, coronavirus pandemic crisis, as to be able to meet all the needs arising from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. And so this particular group, the PMP, met and identified, as they continue to study the results of the survey, the top two areas of concern indicated by the surveys. These are care ministry and youth ministry. Based on these findings, the group initiated three action items or initiatives, if you like, that are focused on the perceived immediate needs of the parish. And they are, first, the Reconnect to Inspire initiative, which was established by the diocese and offered to all parishes to participate, during which it will help to address the concern of care ministry by reaching out to any member of the parish who would like to connect with others to talk about what is happening in their life right now, because we all have a lot going on. More details will be coming regarding this initiative. And during this Mass, after the communion prayer, Kathy Kulibert, who is the coordinator, care ministry coordinator, will be giving us more details on that and encouraging everyone to be part of it as a family. Then the second initiative is we want to find ways to open the parish grants to parishioners and neighbors of the parish while adhering to current safety guidelines regarding the current coronavirus outbreak. Even though we are limited to numbers, we can accommodate. That does not mean that we cannot accommodate any. Our parish is ready to start breathing again, and we just need to do it safely. And I know persons like Bill Devine from the Finance Council came up with some ideas, some kind of social events that can be of help to all of us reconnecting. So he's going to be working with some members of the Finance Council. And anyone from the parish is also welcome to be part of the planning. Then the third one is we have observed during the study that we had a tremendous response. Though we had a tremendous response to our parish survey, there was a missing demographic. Only 6% of the responses were from those under 40 years old. It was noted that our current mass attendance mirrors this observation, and you can see from what we have here. There will be an initiative to reach out to young families to try and meet their physical, practical, and social needs. And the members of the parish council will, lead this. So that would mean that other persons can also, who are members of the parish, can be part of that. So all of these three items or initiatives have specific purposes and lifespan of 60 to 90 days, and it could go beyond that to help address immediate needs of parishioners. And if you are interested to help with any of these initiatives, please contact Deacon Mike via email or see him directly in person. Now, my reflection for today. As I reflected on the gospel of today, the question that came to mind was, why did Jesus decide to go into the region of Tyre and Sidon, a region of the Gentiles, knowing full well that he was sent by his father to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as he himself indicated? Well, certainly, he certainly had good reasons whenever he said things or did things. And here, there could be a number of reasons. One of them is because of the hostility and rejection he experienced from his fellow Jews, particularly, you know, members of the religious leaders of his time, because of their lack of faith in him as the Messiah. Another reason that stood out for me is that he probably had perceived the impending encounter he was to have with this Canaanite woman. And that could have been revealed to him or shown to him at prayer. Remember, Jesus was always praying, had moments when he prayed or conversed with his Father. And so he could have received a revelation, you know, regarding this encounter. And from that moment, you know, he had been preparing this woman in her heart, like he does with all of us. He's preparing this woman in her heart to leading her to faith in him at the proper time. It was also an opportunity for Jesus to lead all the actors in the story, and you and I who are listening, to realize that an experience of rejection or any form of evil can lead one to new possibilities being opened up. It required just faith and patience. In other words, our own Tyre and Sidon experience or situation can turn out to be a place of new beginnings, a place of new discoveries that can ultimately be of immense benefits. In this case, it was for both Jesus and for the Canaanite woman. In that encounter with the woman, Jesus used words that sounded harsh and almost demeaning, like house dogs, to refer to the Gentiles. Well, the Jews in general despised the Canaanites or the Gentiles by calling them dogs. However, in Jesus' case, he softened it. That was why he said the food meant for the children should not be given to dogs. He was referring to house dogs or puppies, you know, pet dogs. So Jesus softened that usage. At any rate, Jesus' manner and words directed at the woman were part of the preparation by which he would bring out the best in her. In other words, Jesus deliberately acted that way simply to challenge the woman's faith, or to give her the opportunity to express her faith, so to speak. And God, or Jesus, does that with us in our own lives. There are challenges that are there. It doesn't mean that God is not aware, because Jesus is just sitting there on his throne, and he still continues to govern the world. But then, those things that we experience personally are there, sometimes like what we just heard today, to challenge our faith, to see how to bring the best out of us, and to see how we can express that Christian faith. Jesus definitely succeeded in this woman. In the end, what did matter was that Jesus celebrated her faith. "Oh woman, how great is your faith," said Jesus, and her wishes were granted. During the encounter, Jesus revealed to us the various aspects of this woman's faith. First, the faith of the woman encourages us to celebrate the great men and women who, through the centuries and even in our own time, by their examples of their lives, have shown up or revealed our petty prejudices. This woman, though she was a Gentile, yet she saw great goodness in Jesus, who was a Jew. So, what does that tell us? You know, using some examples, like, how do we perceive or react to the demon of racism or exclusiveness in our society? And how do we bring our Catholic faith and values to bear on issues of justice and fairness, especially in the world of politics? Secondly, the woman's concern is not for herself, but entirely for her daughter. She represents all people who are passionately committed to good causes, people who are unconcerned about what others think about them, even when they appear to the world as nuisance, which in some cases we find. They continue to shout until someone hears and takes actions and changes the situation or the status quo. Thirdly, she represents all those who add good humor, what they are passionate about. This woman's good humor enabled her to turn Jesus' harsh words and manner, so to speak, or if you like, the difficult situation to her own advantage, while keeping her dignity intact. Fourthly, the Canaanite woman represents the oppressed minorities, the homeless, the refugees, the outcasts, those who feel hurt by a particular community or even the church community in which they belong, because such community does not give them a sense of belonging. However, the faith and perseverance of this Canaanite woman demonstrates to people in such group not to give in to discouragement or bitterness, because scraps from the master's table are bound to fall and can still be some form of nourishment. But with faith in Jesus, who is with us all the time, and with determination and perseverance, your wishes will be realized by Jesus' person in our midst. Someone filled with the Spirit of Jesus in our midst.